Peter. Are you there?
Good. I am here. Not sure about that introduction, but never mind.
Well, I mean, surely God is nothing if not wild. That's wild's a great word, I feel. It's a good, it's a compliment.
Yeah, yeah. True enough.
In my opinion.
Yes, that's fair enough. I'm not as wild as I should be, maybe.
Oh, look, you know, we all feel like that about ourselves, and then we compare ourselves to other people, and we go, oh, I'm doing all right. Hey, listen, Peter, Professor Peter Lynham, we are talking today about...
Ramadan.
About Ramadan.
Ramadan starts tonight at sundown. So for all Muslims listening to our program, we'll already know that, because they know that they should be beginning to fast during the daylight hours from tomorrow morning, once the sun is up. So their last chance for a meal during the daytime is tonight, before the sun goes down.
So, okay, so it's sundown. So for those who are listening who've maybe heard what Ramadan is, but don't quite know about it, would you mind giving us the Ramadan sort of basics, the 101?
Yes, so it's the holy month of Islam, whereby all true believers show their allegiance to their faith and to their trust in Allah by keeping a fast from daylight to sundown. They're allowed to eat and drink as much as they like after sundown.
Mm.
But during the daylight hours, it can get pretty tough. At least we've just turned into autumn, so the daylight hours are not too long. But nevertheless, no lunch. Fortunately, this year it's moved well away from exam time, and because that's when it can be particularly miserable. Students are having to fast at the time of when they really need all the energy they can have to write their exams.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's quite significant. So that's for the next 29 days.
Gosh.
It was determined by what day the sun came up in the holy city of Mecca last night.
All right. Okay. So that's it. So it's sort of different every year, is it?
It's on a lunar calendar. So it moves consistently. It keeps coming backwards and backwards every year and getting, yeah. So it's going to be a difficult Ramadan for a lot of Muslims, I think,
mm-hmm.
because not so much in New Zealand, but in other countries. I mean, there's enormous tensions between Muslims and, but at least those who believe that the Hamas is responsible for the invasion. Of course, in New Zealand, that would not be a widely held belief.
Right.
But there's been a letter distributed in Britain signed by 50 prominent Muslims expressing deep concern, because they're very aware that March the 15th, the anniversary of the massacre in Christchurch, is about to come up. Of course, that wasn't during Ramadan, because of the lunar festival aspect.
Right.
But it will occur in Ramadan this year, and so that'll heighten the tensions, because as often has been noticed, that tensions are heightened if you haven't got food in your stomach.
Yeah.
So you can...
That much is true.
Easily reactive. Yeah, I think we all probably know that.
There's even a word for it.
And so that's an added pressure at the moment. And certainly if you take the kind of heightened excitement that there was at the protest on Saturday about Gaza, you can see that in a way that issue is becoming hotter and hotter as the Israelis prove unwilling to sign this proposed Ramadan peace agreement that had been proposed. There's no sign of it now, is there? And we're rather running out of time. And so instead, supposedly the Americans are going to deliver in aid, but we've already seen that's complicated. I saw horrifying pictures on my screen a few moments ago of Israeli children, young girls and women, trying to block the relief trucks getting into Gaza.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they said they shouldn't come in until their hostages were returned.
Yeah, right, okay. It's, yeah, it's just a big fat mess, eh?
Yeah, and I mean, it does make one wonder that the pressures on being Muslim, even for New Zealand Muslims, are probably pretty high at the moment, because they'll be remembering Christchurch acutely, and they'll probably also, well, they've certainly been very heavily involved in the campaign to get relief for the sufferers in Gaza. And that is producing, as I've said, quite a lot of tensions, even in New Zealand, where there are vociferous advocates for the Israelis. And, of course, I mean, Israelis who have relations who are still being held hostage must be absolutely terrified for the likely lives of their loved ones. So it's a messy situation.
Yeah, sure is. And do you know of any kind of large happenings for Ramadan this in Auckland in New Zealand, like event-wise?
The early events of Ramadan, they're not such that you do festivals until you get to the last week of Ramadan, where you have the key nights that bring Ramadan to an end, and these are the major events. Where there's a great night celebration which is held to end Ramadan, and then the festivity begins.
Right.
But remember, this is a month of fasting.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it would be inappropriate to have formal celebrations. And even though, I mean, part of the paradox of Ramadan is that the fast is only during the daylight hours, and so sometimes there's an excess of alcohol and food that's taken in, and it actually doesn't help anybody in those circumstances. I think the other bit that does interest me is how many Muslims do observe Ramadan in Western countries. Because for lots of reasons, there's not the same kind of pressure to observe Ramadan. And I suspect that there's quite a high proportion of Muslims either non-observant or only partially observant,
right.
Just because if you're not surrounded by other people who are keeping a fast, and, you know, there's social occasions come up, there's birthdays, there's community events, and everybody wants to be involved in community events if they can be. And so there's quite a lot of pressures in a secular society to be non-observant. And in fact, this is something that we, as who are non-Muslims, could actually do. We could do something that would help Muslims feel safe,
yeah,
if they chose to be observant Muslims. And I mean, in the end, an observant Muslim is probably going to be a better neighbor to us than a non-observant Muslim, just because they will keep the ethic of Islam, which, despite what some people say, is an ethic of respect for your neighbours, is an ethic of care for people, and we should recognise that. So that means that we should be very careful about ensuring that perhaps we could invite our Muslim colleagues or friends home for a meal after sundown, some point during the fast. Or we could do something during the day that shows that we understand that they're not allowed to eat, but we'll provide some other way that they can join in the event.
I love it.
So, yeah, it's quite an interesting matter, because unless, in effect, we get used to having people of different religious backgrounds as our neighbours, we're going to end up in, well, increasing tension, because there's no doubt about it, the religious variety of New Zealand is increasing pretty fast.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, that's definitely, so to speak, food for thought there. And I'm just, you're giving me flashbacks. I arrived in Abu Dhabi several years ago during Ramadan without realizing it was Ramadan.
Oh, and yes. And couldn't get any food, presumably.
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting time, that was for sure. I actually loved it. That's a sort of fairly exceptional place. So when I did get food, I got cake with gold on it. So, it's a kind of slightly strange extreme. This is another story. But I actually remember there's a really wonderful restaurant called The Greek House in Point Chevalier, where I live. And just happened to be there maybe a year ago now when they were opening. And it was during Ramadan, and they had these feasts on after they kind of like a smorgasbord type thing at the end of the day, And I talked to the chef, who's Jordanian, and they would. It was just so welcoming. It was packed and just so vibrant, and food was amazing. If you haven't been there, just not being paid to say this, the Greek House, some amazing food there in Point Chev. But it was just there was a real sort of there was a celebration to it, but didn't feel frivolous. It was a respectful celebration,
And this is the thing, that community shared across a wide range of cultures, because Muslim culture is not all one kind, is a really special thing to join in. I agree, yes. Get there again.
Will do. Thank you so much, Professor Emeritus Peter Lynham, for That's the Spirit this week. And one last question before we go. Did you get the scoop on what was happening last week in the Buddhist world?
I have not, still cannot make any sense of it. This is really frustrating. When I've got the answer, I'm going to come back to you.
All right. Well, if you see people...
Not a single word more. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.
Bye.
Well, if you see somebody rifling through the trash outside the Buddhist temple, you know that Detective Peter Lynham is on the case, and we're going to find out what's going on. All right. Polish off the hour with some Proteins of Magic. This